This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A drum circle is a rhythm-based event where people gather in a circle to express themselves with African drums and percussion instruments. A facilitator guides the session, encouraging and supporting people as they reconnect with their innate sense of rhythm. Inclusiveness is a core principle, and the circle has potential to teach us about community, creativity, wellness, and respect for other cultures. Lyle Pova has been leading a drum circle program at Vancouver's St. Paul's Hospital in the Inpatient Eating Disorders Program since 2006. Lyle has developed specific protocols for the specialized drum circle program, which he continues to expand and refine. A 2011 study of the St. Paul's Project found that eating disorder inpatients who participated in one or more drum circle interventions experienced a significant increase in positive effect and a significant decrease in negative effect after the interventions. We're joined on the phone by Lyle Pova.
Welcome to People First Radio, Lyle.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us more about drum circles, how they work, and what they offer to diverse groups of people.
Okay, well, a drum circle is an expressive art form, so it's interactive, and people report that it's fun. So typically, we'll come together in a circle with a group of people, set up a circle of chairs, provide a drum to each person at their chair. There's a whole array of percussion instruments from various countries around the world, specialty drums, shakers, bells, that sort of thing. And then I just lead an experience of rhythm, right? And, you know, it's accessible. Anyone can do it. It's intergenerational, so all ages can participate. So it really has that inclusive element to it.
How did you become involved in drum circles?
Okay, so that goes back a ways. I've been a musician for almost 50 years since I was a young boy. And for years I performed various places around the world. But in 1994, I went to Ghana, West Africa, with my family, and I studied African percussion, the culture, the rhythms, the songs, that sort of thing. And I was really inspired, I guess, to observe that people interacted with music and drumming and their culture in a very dynamic way. And in terms of the drumming, I saw that everybody can participate in that. So that's what I brought back and brought into my work after that, was not so much me performing, but me guiding a rhythmical experience that everybody could participate in.
You ended up offering the drum circle experience to people being treated for eating disorders at St. Paul's Hospital in Vancouver.
Right.
How did that happen?
I was offered a year-long program at Shaughnessy Hospital back in 2001. So I loved that program, and I was instantly interested in working with that particular population. Then over the years, I've had opportunities to work out in Saskatchewan at a program called Bridgepoint Center for Eating Disorders, a residential program that offers weekend to 3 week long programs. Then a good friend of mine suggested that I come into St. Paul's and offer a program. It was really well received, so we've slowly built the program over time and, of course, have brought in the research piece with it as well.
And what, in fact, are there major differences? And we're going to talk about the protocols that you've developed, but I know that you offer drum experiences in the corporate sector, in schools, in businesses, and probably community groups and all kinds of environments. Are there fundamental differences between each of those, or is there a fundamental approach that is similar across all of those environments?
Right, yes. Well, I think that the thread, perhaps, to put it in that way, that runs through all of those things that you mentioned, and I'm working in jails as well, and you know, it's a really a broad spectrum. The thread that runs through that all of those programs, I think, is that it builds community and connection with people. And the connection piece, not only to others within the circle, but in terms of, you know, health care, I think the connection to self, so that if illness is present, that one can really become sort of aware of what's going on within oneself through the process.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at chly.ca.
Lyle Pova has been leading a drum circle program at Vancouver's St. Paul's Hospital in the Inpatient Eating Disorders Program since 2006. Lyle has developed specific protocols for the specialized drum circle program, which he continues to expand and refine. In 2011, study of the St. Paul's Project found that eating disorder inpatients who participated in one or more drum circle interventions experienced a significant increase in positive affect and a significant decrease in negative affect after the interventions. We're joined on the phone now by Lyle Pova.
Lyle, how do the drum circles offered to eating disorder patients differ from other drum circles? And what I'm asking you specifically about is this concept of protocols associated with it.
Right, of course. Okay, so drum circles in general attempt to sort of inspire people, elevate people's mood, that sort of thing. But in particular for eating disorder patients, they differ in the way that I think there needs to be, for program design, there needs to be a real sensitivity in terms of the patient's needs. And so for people dealing with eating disorders, sometimes self-esteem is an issue, or perhaps an inability to truly receive nourishment, that sort of thing. So the program is designed so that various opportunities within the program allow for people to really receive benefit from the program. So I can give you a couple of examples, if you wish, of the protocols.
Sure.
Okay. So one protocol that I work with is, I sometimes call it a sound bath. So if you can imagine, we begin the program, and typically will sound very good right from the beginning. But I'll choose a point throughout the hour that we have in the experience where we're especially, you know, in synchronization and sounding good. And I'll ask for a volunteer who might like to just receive the sound, the healing sound of the drum. And when a volunteer says, yes, I'll do that, then the rest of us play for that person. And then we just send really good thoughts and loving, you know, intentions towards that person. And people find it quite powerful. One other thing that we do a lot of within the circle is singing. So singing is a very healthful activity to start with. It makes us breathe deeply. It kind of moves all the visceral organs within our body, that sort of thing. So I really focus on gathering and compiling songs that we can utilize within the circle that have great messages of perhaps a family of connectedness, of joyful expression, that sort of thing.
Now, you've studied the effects of the drum circle interventions on the participants at St. Paul's Hospital. Tell us about the results of the studies that you've undertaken.
Okay, yes. So, as mentioned, with The latest study that we've done, and we're continuing to collect data to make this a larger study as well, but the studies so far have shown us that patients who participated in one or more drum circle interventions experienced a highly statistically significant increase in positive effect and a highly statistically significant decrease in negative effect. So one of the intentions of the drum circle is that people be able to express suppressed emotions and feelings. So the results are very encouraging, and it's really wonderful to see people actually in person experiencing those effects.
Now, you've got a list. I'm looking at a copy of your study, which is available at your website. Yes. And you've listed the 10 measures of positive affect include interested, alert, attentive, excited, enthusiastic, inspired, proud, determined, strong, and active, which is a stunning list as far as lists go. And my notion is that anyone struggling with any type of disease, if they can be brought to a place of experiencing these emotions or these feelings, that it can have some therapeutic effect.
Absolutely, yes. And interesting with that list that you just itemized, of all of those 10 positive emotions, the runaway winner consistently throughout all the studies that we've done has been inspired. So the notion that someone would come out of a drum circle feeling inspired, just kind of affirms the idea that perhaps people could begin to think about making more healthful choices in their lives.
Lyle Pova, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. It was much appreciated.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much.
Lyle Pova leads the African Drumming and Music Events worldwide, offering programs in hospital, corporate, conference, child and adult health, corrections, and community settings. You can find him online at drummingandhealth.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.